It's not like Fritz, to stay out for 3 nights. Rahi snapped her crayon in two and threw it across the room. Not like Fritz, Megan agreed. Someone must have taken him. She was helping Rahi look for her cat. Megan loved sticky tape and walking, so she offered to go stick flyers across town. Our stray cat is also missing, Bahadur, the shopkeeper said. The cats in my street have gone missing too, Ashna said. I last saw them playing by the rock.
Where did you last see the rock?
Megan asked excitedly.
The valley, Ashna pointed.
The rock had arrived at the center of the town 3 months ago. It had a shoelace tied to its nose. Everyone wondered how it got there. And how the rock moved to a different spot every day.
The valley, the valley, the valley, Megan muttered as she ran towards the valley.
The cats weren't stolen. They were playing with the shoestring tied to the rock's nose. When the rock moved to a new location, the cats followed it there.
I have solved the mystery of the missing cats, Megan announced.
She could not have been more wrong.
Megan froze.
Her knees shook.
Her body twitched.
Put those cats down.
Megan shrieked.
Grrrr.
The rock creature roared, baring its teeth at her. The rock creature huffed and beat its chest with its stony hands.
The rock creature swung onto the cable.
Come back!
Megan yelled, but the rock creature didn't listen. Without thinking, Megan climbed into the cable car.
The car began moving.
The mist began to clear.
The ground below had turned lime green, the trees were puffy and purple.
Birds were larger than airplanes, fish swam in the clouds, houses looked like they were rented out of dreams.
But Megan didn't take her eye off the rock creature.
The rock creature plopped down from the cable line and ran.
Megan elbowed her way through the crowd.
Fritz!
She yelled.
The cat meowed back.
At last, the rock creature stopped.
It coughed and wheezed.
It couldn't run anymore.
Give back those cats,
Megan said.
Grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
she yelled. The rock creature cuddled the cats. They purred. Megan was confused.
They like you.
You don't want to eat them?
The rock creature shook its head.
It held the cats closer.
Do you promise to take care of them?
Megan asked. The rock creature nodded.
I suppose you can keep them, Megan said.
Then they will have a home.
But you need to give Fritz back.
Rahi misses him so much.
The creature thought for a bit.
Then slowly, it returned Fritz to Megan. The rock monster's hand was as smooth as a pebble by the river.
You can come back and visit,
Megan said. Now that she had Fritz back, Megan looked around and found a strange new world. She heard a dozen languages, sniffed hundreds of smells, saw a thousand different people. She started to panic.
How will I go home?
The monster pointed to a signboard.
1 month.
Megan cried.
No, 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 no.
Eeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee Megan watched the strange creatures gather in crowds. They grunted, slurped, laughed, coughed, blinked, smiled, waved, and yawned at her. "I want to go home," Megan sobbed. Fritz purred, and the fur on his back sailed into the air like a fleet of dandelions. Megan watched the fur dance in the air, shimmering like bubbles. She touched one, then another, and then she touched a few more. Megan began to calm down. Megan was still afraid, and so was Fritz. But something in their hearts told them they would find their way home. Even if it was 9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Find out in Megan and the Princess of Death. Cloud Link Academy, China, Xian, Jerry Deng.